Innovation requires ideas. The knowledge economy demands knowledge. That's what universities do. And in the UK, we do it very well. Among the ideas that we're generating, propagating, and disseminating, we hope that somewhere lie the transformational concepts that have the capability to change not only the economy, but perhaps even our culture. But finding them is not trivial. Often they lie in places that you would not expect. As George Santayana noted, there is a utility in useless knowledge, and finding where it becomes useful is, in fact, one of the challenging things. So things happen where you least expect them. As a consequence, we need a critical mass of knowledge creation, not only to ensure that the important and transformational ideas are generated, but also that we will be able to identify them and nurture those that are going to be most fruitful. Whether that's a deeper understanding of our place in the world, or a new way to conceive of human interaction, or products that are going to change the economy. So this lies at the heart of university innovation strategies, an ecosystem for ideas in which revolution arises from evolution. This approach works. UK universities are internationally renowned for their ability to translate frontier research into nascent technology. Part of this is from assisting and encouraging academics and students to take forward their ideas, and those of others in directions that turn IP into things of tangible benefit. Part of it is from having a good grip on identifying and exploiting intellectual property by connecting it to the right external experts and users. So we think universities have a key role to play in innovation within the UK, and engagement with the wider community is part of every university's strategic plan. We are rooted physically and culturally in the UK, but we have an international reach. We're at the cutting edge of research and teaching and linking the UK to the wider world through the generation and dissemination of ideas. But it's critical for us to think about how we might do better. What ways can we now conceive to further harness our knowledge creation and transmission and dissemination expertise that will enable us to link to existing and emerging industries across all fields and disciplines, from the humanities to the sciences? It will take creative thinking, innovation, and positive action from us, from our colleagues in industry and our partners in government, to come up with ways in which to build on successes. And the Big Innovation Centre provides a new and innovative forum in which to do this. We look forward to the challenge and the opportunity it presents.